you know, we talked about Tyree Nichols and that situation. Well, we had another situation in Oakland County where a mother, two sons, froze to death. And I think it was on Paul W. Smith's show. Sheriff Mike Bouchard talked about there were protocols that weren't followed even in that situation by one of the deputies in Oakland County. Well, now one deputy has resigned. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson following that story for us. Good afternoon, Lloyd.
Good afternoon, guys. Yes, the Oakland County Sheriff's deputy who was under investigation in the death of a Pontiac mother and her two sons that froze to death has resigned. 35-year-old Monica Kennedy and her sons, 9-year-old Kyle Milton and 3-year-old Malik Milton, were found frozen to death in a vacant field off Branch Street in Pontiac the afternoon of January 15th. Now, the 10-year-old daughter of Kennedy was the lone survivor. She was suffering from hypothermia. When she was taken to the hospital, she was treated, released, and now staying with family members. There was a timeline of events released by Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard during the weekend leading up to the death of the victims, which included multiple interactions between deputies and Kennedy. Now, Kennedy refused help multiple times from deputies who also met with Kennedy's aunt, who wanted advice on how to commit Kennedy to a mental health facility. Kennedy believed that someone was trying to kill her and that police were involved and told her kids if they saw the police to run. Now, during the time the deputies were talking to the aunt, a 911 call came in about a woman and her three kids not properly dressed for the cold. A deputy was sent to the area of Franklin and Rapid where the family was said to have been spotted. Sheriff Bouchard said the deputy under investigation didn't properly search the area. After being probed by the Special Investigations Office, he resigned. Now, deputies searched the area multiple times that night and didn't find the family. The following day, which was Saturday the 14th of January, there were no calls made about the family. Then on Sunday the 15th, around 3 p.m., those bodies were found. Kennedy's 10-year-old daughter survived, went to a home, told the people there that her family was dead in the nearby field. The family had spent the night in a vacant field with temperatures well below freezing outside. The medical examiner ruled the death accidental and the cause hypothermia. So now if you live in Oakland County and you need mental health help or you know someone who does, you can contact Common Ground. That number, 800-231-1127, 800-231-1127, or you can call the Oakland County Community Health Network Crisis Line. Their number, 844-446-4225, 844-446-4225. Guys?
Now, Lloyd, it sounds like this wasn't a mistake that was purposeful, right? Like, there wasn't negligence here. They didn't follow the protocols. They didn't really do the job.
Yeah.
But you can't have that. And so obviously Mike Bouchard is all about transparency and he nips these things in the bud pretty quickly. But is the contention here that maybe if things were done properly, we could have avoided this?
That's the way it seems, that if the search was followed through completely, that it was a possibility that this family could have been found and maybe could have prevented what had happened. But, you know, the sheriff, as you said, Sheriff Bouchard is really no nonsense. You know, he goes by the book and he wants things done by the book. And he just decided that once he got all of the information that this deputy did not search as thoroughly as he should, and there were consequences.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it is sad. It's sad. And you feel for this family who lost.
Chris, we talked about that, just mental illness in the United States and how just the COVID and it's just pushed it to the forefront. And you talk about that mom, but it's just younger kids, too. It's our younger kids, too. So nobody is immune to their mental health. And like Lloyd say, man, if you got problems, get help, search for help. And if people know people that need help, please, man, try to turn them on to people. Just try to get them to people that can outreach them and try to get them the help that they need.
Yeah, I think Marie just did a story the other day about the app that was linking people to services to help. And that's great. This has just been a problem that has been ignored for too long. And so people don't know where to go. They don't know how to get help, or they're ashamed to get help, or all of those things. And at the end of the day, it could save your life. It could save your family's life. And in this case, you know, a deputy didn't do his job fully.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So Mike Bouchard pulled the plug, but I think that's the right thing to do. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, guy.
Appreciate it. You know, you talked about mental illness, too. There was a study done by the Pew Center that said anxiety and depression are the things that kids are worrying most with. And bullied, being kidnapped is something that, you know, 25% of kids say that they're worried about, being attacked at school. And like, it's just the anxiety and the worry and some of these issues aren't the same as they were 10 years ago, 20 exactly. years ago, 50 years ago. But it's what, that's the reality. That's the world in which we live in now. And these are the things that a lot of these kids are worrying about.
Days. And it's out front. It's right in front of our kids. It's put right out there blatantly in front of them, too.
And you can't escape it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it used
Chris.
To be where you could Good go point. Home and you go home.
Good point.
Now it's you're always connected. You're always connected. Yes. You're always on social media. Everybody's able to talk to you all the time. And I think that wears too.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you're a young kid. You shouldn't be worried about all these ancillary things that you have to, how you look, you know, which just things that you shouldn't
I've never been
worry
too
about.
Worried about that, thankfully, as you can tell. All right, got to take a break. More to come on the Guy Gordon Show next. Lomas Brown is here. Got to take a break.